Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to let you know that you asked and we listened. You have been asking for us to run a course around the Reiki Business Book in order to give you a better opportunity to get your own businesses off the ground. We decided to start with Chapter 5, Marketing. We felt that by offering a three-week intensive course over three evenings in June, three Monday evenings in June, starting June 12th, the 19th, and then the 26th, we would be able to help you get yourselves set up to get your marketing in place this summer. So you'd be ready to hit the ground running in the fall when people are looking for marketing solutions. If this sounds like it's something you would be interested in, be sure to click the link below in the podcast and in the newsletter and join us. And if you can, join us for our Reiki share this coming Tuesday, where we will explain it all to you. Space is limited, so be sure to sign up soon if this is for you. I hope you can join us. Thanks. On this week's podcast, I'm talking with Karen Keg. I know a lot of you have been wondering how she's doing after we talked last time about her big transitions. She is coming to us today from Ecuador to let you know. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too. Before we begin, I just want to let you know that there is still space in our classes in Campobello this summer. We've got a level one and two class and master class in July, and we will be going whale watching around those classes as well, probably an evening or even an afternoon. So hopefully you can join us. Karen has a bedroom there in our house. I'll show you her room while you're there. She's only seen it virtually, but I know she's come and visit us there at some point. Yeah. I also have an animal Reiki level one and two and master class at the end of July and beginning of August, and another one in September. So I hope you'll join us. And then I have a full slate of classes coming up in October here at the farm. Please join us. And my daughter has asked me to start reading some book and podcast reviews. If you've read the Reiki Business Book and it's helped you, please go ahead and leave us a review. Madison Reed said that this was so enlightening. She said it's such a great read for beginner Reiki practitioners and pros alike, and highly recommended even if you don't plan on opening a practice. Reiki might tell you otherwise, and we all know that to be true. And I wanted to read a lovely review of this podcast from Belle. She said, "Feel the love. I love this podcast. Pam's voice is so soothing, and her love for what she does can be felt when she speaks about Reiki and the beauty it can bring to everyone's lives. She is just so genuine, and I love that she includes meditation and healing in all her podcasts. She is a gift and a blessing. Thank you, Pam, for being the light." Thank you, Belle, for writing that for us. It just warms my heart today. So I really appreciate it. Guys, before we begin, I'm just going to invite everybody to bring your hands into Gassho and just take a moment activating your own Reiki symbols. And even as you do, think about some of the bigger transitions that you've experienced in your life and the support, even if you didn't have Reiki yet, the support you felt from the universe as you did. And think about some of the bigger transitions that you'd like to make or that you feel are coming for you in your life. It might be retirement, it might be a new business, it might be putting yourself out there in the Reiki world. Maybe it's doing something with your health. Maybe you're ready to get a pet. Maybe you've met someone. Whatever that might be. We just invite Reiki to wrap around and support you and support these transitions so that they are effortless. And as anxiety comes up, as it's sure to, anxiety is a product of going through change. It's part of it. It's part of that elevation of our consciousness. We invite Reiki to just gently release it for us so that we might be on our path of most purpose. Thank you for being here today. We just invite Reiki to wrap around you in a soft hug as you listen and support you in your transitions going forward. Aho and amen. Erin.
That's beautiful and that's perfect. I hope that people will go back and listen to that again. I know that many times when you do a meditation, Pam, I think you're channeling exactly what people need to hear. And I hope people go back and listen to that again when they're facing a transition, because that's exactly what you need, a Reiki hug. You need to surround yourself in a Reiki hug. So,
Karen, you're in Ecuador right now.
Cotacachi, Ecuador. Yes, I've been here for 3 weeks now. And
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I keep saying to the people I meet, like, ¿Cómo es posible que vivo aquí? How is it possible that I live here? It really is almost unbelievable. I think I still may be a bit in that surreal feeling, but I'm here and it has been a huge transition. So I hope I can share.
Oh yeah. You know something, Karen, you may stay in that surreal transition. I still, every time we go to Campobello, I say to Pierre, it just doesn't seem possible. Really pinch me.
Do we live here with whales?
Yeah, we live here with whales. I can't believe it. So your apartment, for those, I'll put a YouTube link in the podcast if you want it. Your apartment behind you, Karen, for those watching on YouTube, it looks fantastic. And
it's huge. It's two bedroom, two full baths. The master bath has a tub and a shower and has granite countertops. And it's Spanish colonial. Yeah. Adobe, the walls are like 18 inches thick, and it's $450 a month.
What? I think you have other people listening on the podcast who come and join you.
Oh, it looks like hearing that. Either. I have frozen. Oh, wait, did you freeze or did I freeze?
I could still hear you, even though.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it says my internet connection is unstable, for heaven's sakes. I'm not sitting at my Ethernet computer because the Andean sun is, look, you can see this in my hand if you're watching this on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
The Andean sun is no joke, but my Ethernet computer is over there where the sun shines in, and it's just too bright. You can't see me. So I look like
somewhere in your apartment. So your apartment is just that bright. And do you love it?
I do love it. And my cats, that was like the biggest transition. That was the hardest. That was what terrified me the most, was traveling with cats. So I was traveling all day long.
I know. I was sending you animal Reiki. Yes.
Thank you.
You were sending them animal Reiki and you.
I was sending them animal Reiki. All my animal Reiki students, you, everybody I know who has animal Reiki, was sending them animal Reiki. And Pam, it's still unbelievable how, okay, I gave them drugs. I did give them drugs.
Absolutely.
But, But I worried about that as well. We did a trial run with it's trazodone was a little dose, and my cat, who is usually the most vocal, he got carsick and threw up, which I thought he's thrown up most of that pill. He was fine, and the other cat was fine. We got to Quito, Ecuador. We had to spend the night because it was late, and I had a hotel where they accepted cats. I had a portable litter box, and I let them out, put litter in the unfolded the litter box, put litter in it, and they were like, "Huh, where's this?" It was just. And then the trip from Quito to Cotacachi was a 2-hour drive. And I did. I gave him another dose, but animal Reiki. And this getting, so I live outside of a small town of 7,000 people, 7,000-8,000 people. But they were working on the road. But then the roads, when I say road, I'm using this term very loosely, it's a cobblestone road. But
Wow.
then that runs out, and then we're just on dirt roads. So I live out past an indigenous community. And they're putting in a sewer system. Yay. But so we had to go on a different road. And oh my, I have been four-wheel driving, off-roading. He said that the roads weren't this bad. And I'm like, so we're holding the cats and we're like, dum, dum, you
Oh,
know.
wow.
I was sending him Reiki, especially then. But we got here and it has been fine. And my cat hasn't wanted to get out. He usually screams
Yeah,
to get
you've got
out.
a cat that tries to get out a lot. He's been
And
fine.
yeah. He's been fine. Sam has been fine. They love sleeping in the windows. They love looking outside. The hummingbirds come like right up to the window. There are over 125 species of hummingbirds in
Oh,
Ecuador.
my goodness,
Not
I'm
all of them this
afraid.
high. I'm at 8,000 feet.
Yeah.
And there's more. It's one of the most biodiverse countries in the world, which is part of why I wanted to come here. And people keep asking me, why Ecuador? Why are you there? And I'm like, it's a long story. And I'm not even positively sure. And I think that this is what this podcast is about. Like when you are feeling like a draw that you're supposed to do something, that there's, you know, that you get nudged out of your comfort zone. Okay. For me, oh my gosh, that wasn't even a year ago. My condo got sold and I had to find another place to live. So I moved to another condo. But that's what kind of nudged me out because that was July. And when I went to the Reiki retreat in, over Labor Day,
Yep.
I had asked for specific signs because I thought, well, this is crazy. I have to move. And I thought, is it time for me to go to Ecuador? And I sent Reiki, animal Reiki specifically, because I work with animal guides, since animal Reiki master especially.
Yeah.
And I've always worked with, not always, since Reiki, I've worked with guides, but not specifically animal totem guides. And one that came through very strongly after Animal Reiki Masterclass was mantis, which sounds crazy.
No, but I remember it did. Like the mantis came through in class, didn't it, Karen?
Yes, and cicadas. It was very, yeah. And I asked specifically, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I didn't tell anybody, but just I said, I want to see a mantis because I hadn't seen one in a year. We do have praying mantises in Arkansas, where I used to live. And then they were everywhere. There was, I don't know, at the Reiki retreat. First of all, we stayed at Prescott and
Oh, you
with
were there.
Kathy Milanowski. And there was one like right above my tub. And I went running to tell Kathy, oh my God, look, there's a mantis here. And then we were greeting people coming into the Reiki retreat. And I looked up on the glass in the window. And there was a mantis. So I got her and put her outside. I was working on my presentation with Jill Till. And I looked down and the guy was on the floor. I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, there's a praying mantis over here. And I said, oh, it's mine. I said, when I was talking to her and I like put her back out. And then when I got home, this was the weirdest thing. When I got home at 1:30 in the morning from the Reiki retreat, there was a mantis on the ceiling above my lamp. And then 2 nights later in my bedroom. And then one more time. So and as soon as I told everybody, I am moving to Ecuador, it stopped. And
Wow.
then, how do you know? I'd sent Reiki to connect with this man. And, you know, and the mantis energy is a very, when I started researching, when it popped up, I thought, what is this? What is this energy about? And it's even in China and Kung Fu, and it's about like patience and waiting and observing, which I'm not. That is completely not me. I'm like, boy. And so I really used the animal Reiki energy to tune into that guidance and to learn and ask and listen and wait, which is really hard. And
Yeah.
then in that, this is what's so weird. And I guess maybe this is like Chinese also, but like in that non-doing, things begin to just happen.
That's where the magic is. It's in the being, and when you can wait, life
In
happens
the flow,
for you. In
really being in the flow. So I'm going to be 60 this year, and it's taken me all these years to learn to not push, to allow.
it's the word.
Invite Reiki and allow. Like how often does Colleen Benelli say that? Invite Reiki and allow. And it's easy to say, it's hard to do.
It sounds so you knew you had a knowing that around Ecuador, you knew you wanted to go there, but you started getting the signs that okay, it was time to make the move. So you basically asked Source for a sign. And I think that's something people can do in this transitory space. When you got multitude of signs
I
right
did.
in a
And
row.
when I told, I'm sorry.
No, it just so you knew Reiki was guiding you to relocate, but there were some challenges, Karen. It still wasn't easy, even though you're
No.
following Reiki guidance. Did you want to talk about that, or were you going in another direction?
I think I froze a little bit, said my internet was unstable again. And I do, I am high in the Andes, but I do have high speed internet, but usually it works. I'm sorry. But challenges, the challenges when I thought, okay, I need to move to Ecuador. Great. How do you do that? It's not easy just to pick up and move to another country. I still don't have my visa. I started my visa in December. I'm coming on a professional visa, and I had to get my university diploma and all these letters. They had to be translated into Spanish and apostilled and registered with the Ecuadorian government. And after all that's done, then you can apply for your visa. And it took months to get that done. And I could see that my visa was not going to be ready. And so he said, you can come on a tourist visa. And I doubt everything because I can imagine. Can you imagine being in Quito, Ecuador with two cats and two bags and going, sorry, you can't come in our country. I'll be like, shoot. Because I said, how? I said, I can come to Ecuador on a tourist visa with cats? Oh, no, I'm just here to explore the Andes with my kitty cats. And he said, yeah. He said, let me double check. But he did. But there were so many steps and there were so many times where I thought, just, I'm grabbing my chest now just thinking about it because there are so many things that could have gone wrong. And how Reiki can help. And I think this is what keeps people from making good, huge transitions in their life. It's like when you get into your head and you start thinking of all the things that could go wrong, because no matter what you're doing, if you're changing jobs, you're getting into a relationship, out of a relationship, no matter what kind of huge transition you're doing, generally, I don't think it's just me. Your brain, because it's the survival, your brain, if you're intelligent, is going to go to all the things that could go wrong.
We're genetically predisposed to do it because you can think about the things that will go right, but that doesn't really impact your survival. Survival
Right.
is noticing the things that can go wrong. So I've always wondered why we seemed to so gravitate toward the negative instead of the positive. It's our genetic predisposition because the things that go right
Survival.
can make your life better. The things that go wrong can kill you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why we go to the
Exactly.
to go wrong.
And so for most people, and me, myself included, that's the sticking point. When you start thinking of all the things that could go wrong, you think, no, this is too much. I'll just stay here. Maybe I love this hot, humid weather in Arkansas. It doesn't matter that I can't afford to pay my rent anymore because of the housing market in Northwest. It's just, especially if you're comfortable, people usually make huge changes when they're extremely uncomfortable. And for this one, I really wasn't.
Yeah, that's a good point,
That's
Karen.
different.
When you're uncomfortable, when you have no choice, it's easy to make these big changes. But when you have a choice, that's the difference, isn't it? With both of our transitions, we have a choice
Yes.
and we're comfortable. So to
And
step
that's what the Reiki did.
comfort into discomfort,
Yeah, I think that's what the Reiki did was it allows you to work on yourself to release. And a lot of times it'd just be like, okay, can you control that? No. And I would listen, is this still the what I'm supposed to do? Yes. Okay. Then show me the way. And then you just look. And at every point where I sometimes it would be almost, and I don't have panic attacks, but there were a couple of times where I thought, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then I thought, I'm not really doing this anyway. I'm just following along in the flow of either my higher self, of what I came here to do. But I had this distinct feeling whenever I would give myself Reiki, there was this deep knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't. And people say, why Ecuador? Why? When I came here, some my friend, our friend Jay Jackson, I told him I'm moving to Ecuador. And he was I think one of the very few people who didn't say, what? Are you crazy? Why there? Is it safe? Are you nuts? You're so brave. He just said, tell me more. And I said, I have always felt drawn to the Andes. Peru is not politically stable enough. But there's something there that I'm supposed to do. And he listened and then he started researching. He said, where are you moving? I said, Cotacachi. So he started researching and he came back and he said, I want to go. And he said, can we go in November? And I was like, okay. So we came down here together and this was an unexpected, what? Magical experience. I don't know. I knew that there was some reason I needed to come here. And we looked around at Cotacachi. We're staying. Actually, he found the place for us to rent Airbnb, and it was in this community. It was a place just like this. It had two bedrooms, so we
No.
each had a bedroom. But and then this is exactly where I decided to rent because it's beautiful here. It's out in the country, and it's generally quieter, more indigenous people. But we decided to go on a hike to a waterfall, and about a 10-minute drive from here by taxi is a place called Otavalo. And we were just going to go to the waterfall because it was an easy hike. But before you got on the path to go to the waterfall, there was this huge stone circle. And we were like, what's that? And we walked in, and there were some schoolgirls from a place close by, maybe 30 minutes. And they were taking pictures and everything. And then we were talking with them. But this is some kind of an ancient pre-Columbian site. And when you stand in the center of it and speak, it echoes back.
You're
And I
kidding.
stood there and I did Karuna chanting with my eyes closed, my hands in Gassho. And when I came back, I asked Jay, I said, did I disappear? I said, no, you were still there. I said, I don't think I was. I felt. This is nuts, but I felt like I moved. I don't know how to explain it, but there's something weird and interdimensional there.
Wow.
Anyway, and it turns out this has been an unexpected thing. There's a young man who lives in that area. He's on Facebook. So on Facebook, there's a group called Cotacachi Expats, and then we just found some groups to start looking around and learning. But this young man posted pictures of. He said, these are pyramids. And when you look, they're all covered. They look like pyramids covered with grass. And I think that there are undiscovered ruins around. But the energy of this place is just incredible. I've been to Machu Picchu twice. It's that kind of energy.
Okay.
So I think that I've inadvertently picked this kind of sacred area. Oh, I haven't picked it. I was led here, but I'm not sure why. I suspect it's working with the indigenous people. I've started learning Kichwa, which is their indigenous language. I went on a walk yesterday and I passed some ladies and I said, Alipunja. And they said, Alipunja back, which is just good morning. Like, that's about all I can say.
You're so gifted with it.
Alichishi.
As though you will have this very soon.
I don't know. And I don't know if it's to help. And it may be this. I've also been doing a lot of animal Reiki on, there are a lot of street dogs here, and the expat community works to help spay and neuter because there are a lot of them. But they're healthy and they get fed. They belong to everybody and nobody, and they just live on the street. But I've done a lot of animal Reiki. So I don't know. And it may be both. I don't know if I'm here to share Reiki with the animals, the people who need it. I think that's part of it. But then I also think I'm here to learn. I live between two dormant volcanoes. It's hard to explain. But right to this direction to the east is they call it Taita, which means Father Imbabura. And then right behind me is Mama Cotacachi and these two dormant volcanoes. The town is like in the valley between them. And it's, I feel like I'm in this big energetic hug. So I've been talking a lot.
No, this is exciting. This is what everybody wanted to know. Everybody wants to know how you're doing. And I remember when you were going, we talked a little bit, and it was nerve-wracking as you were leaving. And I was sending you Reiki, and I remember
Thank you.
when I knew you were there, I just sent you a note and said, "You are so brave." And like, this is a move that not a lot of people would step into, Karen, especially as you said, you were comfortable before. And yet I'm looking at you and you're glowing and
Could
you look so
just be the light, the Andean light.
could be the
You
Andean
know what?
light.
My son, he helped me move, and then he was only here 5 days. He helped because you had to have one person per cat, so he was the cat bringer and the carrier of two large suitcases. And then he had to leave. And I gave myself Reiki in that taxi ride. My gosh, people say, "Are you going to get a car and drive?" Probably not.
You're not going to drive.
I don't think I understand their driving rules, but the taxi ride back to Quito to drop off my son. And I've been using the same taxi driver. His name is Ruben, and he's a really nice young man. But he brought his friend with him because it was night. And then I leaned over to my son in the back seat. I said, "Am I crazy to be riding in a taxi at night with two Ecuadorian men I don't know by myself on the way back?" He goes, "You'll be fine." My son is attuned to Reiki, and he. The best thing, and I'm going to say this as a parent, if you are a Reiki practitioner and you're a parent, is your children see you using Reiki. And he does it too. So he was like, "Listen," I could see he activated that Reiki and listened. He goes, "You'll be fine. You'll be fine." And I was. But as soon as I didn't cry when he left, but I got in the taxi and I started to cry.
Oh, I bet.
And the taxi driver said, like in Spanish, he said, like, "Estás bien? Are you okay?" And he said, "Estás triste? Are you sad?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "But I'll be all right." But this is something I want to say about big transitions. You have to be vulnerable. And I don't know if you've read Brené Brown, and this whole experience being here, the biggest challenge is that I do speak Spanish, but I make a lot of mistakes and there are a lot of words I don't know. I was trying to ask how to buy, because it gets cold here at night. I don't know if you can see, I have three fireplaces, but I don't have any firewood and I don't know the word for firewood. So I was asking the handyman, I was like, "Where do you buy?" And I know the word for wood is madera, but for some reason I was saying maduro, which means maturity or maturity.
Where do you buy maturity?
Given my personality, that's probably what I was thinking when you're I am alone in a foreign country and my language skills are coming back to me. I used to speak some Spanish, but I feel so raw and vulnerable.
You
And
must.
I am raw and vulnerable. But I have Reiki. And that is, it's been humbling and empowering at the same time. I'm not sure if I can explain this. All I know, okay, it's empowering in that I know no matter what I face, I've got Reiki in my two hands. And I feel it right now. And most of the time, that's all I need. That's all I need. On the other hand, I feel like I was telling you before we started the podcast that I came down here, I didn't really have many clothes. I just bought this shirt because I didn't have room for clothes,
She
but I bought
got
my
your
jewelry.
jewelry,
I
but
did bring my jewelry.
yeah. Is that a
But
beautiful necklace that you have on right now? There, no, I have my
it's heavy
jewelry. I know, that's why it was so why you had to get rid of your clothes, because you have so much jewelry and it's heavy.
too. Yeah. As long as you have your priorities straight.
Yes.
Oh, and I brought my crystals too. Those are heavy too. So yeah,
They are.
I brought crystals, but I didn't bring any clothes. As long as I have to dress myself up in quartz. But no, some things you can replace and others can't. Okay, so that's another thing. And I think any major transition, and I wrote a blog about this last week, that I was writing about holy fire. And I thought the four qualities of holy fire Reiki are purification, healing, empowerment, and guidance. And it's those specific qualities that help you in those transitions. And that's all life is, a spiral of transit, hopefully,
True. You're
of
growing. You're not
evolving. You're
stagnant.
growing. You're always growing. And that is going to require first letting go, purification. What do you have to let go of? So whatever, if you're listening to this podcast, whatever it is that you're trying to shift, you have to ask yourself, what do I need to let go of? Because you're going to have to let go of something. I wrote a whole blog about letting go of my possessions. And I came to the to the conclusion that it's ironic. My favorite song is Imagine by John Lennon. And what's the line in there?
Imagine.
Imagine no possessions. Yeah.
No religion, too.
Yeah. And I thought, I wrote a blog about like, why is it so important to let go of your possessions? Any spiritual path, when I think of Buddha, Jesus, or,
Krishna.
and I thought, well, I'm not becoming a nun, but it was necessary for me to let go of so much stuff. And I thought, you have to let go because that's your security. It's almost like holding on to things is the antithesis of faith,
Interesting.
right? Like you hold on to it because you think, oh, I'll never find this again. I'll never find a crystal like this, but you might, right? You got to be willing at least to let go of it, because if you don't let go, you don't have any hands to hold out to take what's next. And that's why I think with Holy Fire and that process, when I was given thought to it, I thought that's why purification is the first step in your healing, because you just have to let it go. And I had John Lennon going, but you have to let go of stuff. You have to let go of trauma. You have to let go of old ideas, old beliefs, limitations, physical stuff. You have to purify. I have to let go of so much stuff, and it takes a while.
It occurs to me, Karen, first of all, can you send me the link to your blog so that the listeners check it out? Because I know there's going to be some people that want to dive into that a little deeper. But it occurs to me that it's not that long ago, a little over a year ago, probably, that we did a podcast about Marie Kondo and how you were having a difficult time letting go. And I always say that your outer world resembles your inner world. And I talk about how every time I do a Reiki class and I level up, I literally leave for the class saying, wow, I have the most beautiful house. And I come home every single time and say, where did all this clutter come from? And my husband knows that there's going to be a big stack of stuff on the couch that I'm sending to Goodwill after a Reiki class. So in a way, it's like you, because I remember how hard that was for you to do the Marie Kondoing, but then you really got into it. But in a way, this is like graduate level in all that you let go in order to come down here. And so as the outer world resembles the inner, and as you were able to let go of all of that, makes me think then you must have let go of all the difficult childhood and the trauma and the limiting beliefs. You must have let go of it all.
And I'm not, I want people who are listening to this to not think, oh, it was so easy, because it wasn't.
No.
I cried when I was, I cry, I've cried a lot. I'm super happy, but I've cried a lot, and it's releasing. When emotions come up, and this is what Reiki has helped me learn, is when emotions come up, you have to feel them, and you just give yourself Reiki and cry a little bit, and then it's, ah, okay, yeah, I'm good. But I left what was left in my house with an auctioneer, and he auctioned off. And so I was looking,
Wow.
I would watch the online auction. I was like, oh man, I wish I'd brought that. Oh, I wish I weren't selling that. What am I thinking? Ah. And but you know what? It's gone. And I think it's good to allow yourself space to cry, because you're human. And I'm glad you brought up that was over a year ago. So this transition, and if anybody's listening, big transitions happen in incremental steps. They don't just, huh, I think I'm gonna move to Ecuador. It's
You had to, it was, I remember with your condoing journey, you were packing, unpacking a lot of, a lot of old
yep.
issues that had been, and we talked about them in that podcast for anybody who wants to go back and check it out. But it almost feels like that was the beginning of
Yeah, it
this
really
process.
was, but I didn't know what. I think if anybody's listening and you just have this feeling like, oh, we need something, like you just have like a kind of a sick feeling like, oh, every time you have to go to work, like I need a different job, something's wrong. Or even in a relationship, you just feel like this isn't, not that it's necessarily over, but you just have that uncomfortable feeling, but you don't really know what to do or what's going on. That's where the Reiki comes in. That's where the guidance comes in. That's where you ask, is this me? Is there something I need to change? Is there something I need to heal? so that I'm happier in this job or this relationship? Or is it time to move on? Was there something better? Because most of the time we limit ourselves.
Yes. Limiting beliefs are one of the biggest things. And I can tell you, Karen, like as you're talking about, you have to be vulnerable. Linda Kohanov in the Tao of Equus and in her work that I follow with horses talks about there's power in vulnerability. And that's the only place the power is. The power you, in order to step into your power, you do need to step into your vulnerability at the same time. I think that's where power exists, is in that vulnerability. And I have people say, I could never write a book, or I could never do this, I could never do that. And I think I thought that too. And I thought, and it was terrifying to do those steps. And now taking a step politically is a little bit nerve-wracking as well. But Reiki has seen me through so many nerve-wracking things, and it worked out just fine. So I know that it will see me through this. But do you ever stop? I can't tell you how many times I stop and say, what do people who don't have Reiki do? How would you do this? Like, how would you
drink?
Maybe. Because how would you do life at this level without Reiki? I can't tell you how many times I think that, Karen. Yeah.
Well, it's learning a different way to live, definitely. So it's funny. I just met with somebody. I have a free consultation. I think you do too, like where people can chat with you about taking a class. And I was telling this woman, I said, just about every student I have in Reiki 1 and 2, they come because they're drawn to healing. They're drawn to helping people. And they learn Reiki because they want to help other people. And then they get there and they go, oh, I'm the one that needs healing. And that's one of the big realizations that Reiki practitioners have, is like the best way to change the world is to use the Reiki on yourself. Of course, you're going to help other people with the Reiki and animals and all of that. But the biggest change you can make is like the William Rand's prayer, heal me and guide me so that I may be of greater service to others. But it starts with you. And man, I had a lot. I still have a lot. I want to keep growing till I can't breathe anymore. Till I drop dead and I'm eaten alive by my, he's like eaten by my cats. Not eaten alive if I'm dead, but yeah, that's another concern. I'm working on trying to get some sort of like medical stuff. I'm alone.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Just like what you said about the politics, going into politics. I'm so grateful that you are. Thank you. Because we need you. I wish the world needs.
It was very clear that I needed to do that.
Yes. Yeah. But Reiki's going to take care of you. And Reiki's taking care of me here. I've met people. It's that vulnerability that when you just, here I am. And I've had help. I'm going to Colombia tomorrow. I've never been to Colombia. Of course, everybody goes, oh my God, isn't that where they have cocaine? Yeah.
Probably they have it everywhere else.
Yeah, they take it to the United States. That's where they take it. Yeah. You know, but I'm going shopping in Colombia because I think I'm trying to learn more about Ecuadorian history. I think Colombia and Ecuador used to be at one point, they were war one country, maybe. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. But a lot of people go, I'm in northern Ecuador, so I'm only like 2.5, 3 hours from the border of Colombia. And they go over there and go shopping. So my landlady, she's from Brazil, and my handyman, Luis, I'm going with him. And so the three of us are going to drive up to Colombia and go shopping because it's cheaper. This is already cheap. They're like, oh, no, it's much cheaper over there. Like, okay.
Well, food is expensive, isn't it, where you are, or no?
Imported food. Peanut butter. I found a big jar of peanut butter. It was $22.
Okay.
But I also bought 5 huge avocados for 99 cents.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's going to force you to eat really great food.
I have been eating so much fruit. When I go to the grocery store, they always have, do you want some piña? Like the pineapple, sliced up pineapple, like a whole sliced pineapple is 99 cents.
Oh my goodness. So just no peanut butter. I'll bring you a couple of big jars when I come down.
Yeah, my landlady, she said, when you go to the States, she said, bring me peanut butter. Roses, I thought I was buying a dozen roses because they were bound up with cardboard. And I didn't really look at the stems, and for $4, and I got home and they are, I got 25 roses for $4. And then here, I'm going to show you. So Ecuador is the largest exporter of roses.
They're
in the world.
gorgeous.
So this is, so I had to do two huge bouquets, but yeah. So some things are really cheap. And then, so this is what I, okay, Reiki is calling me here to heal my soul. I love flowers. I love plants. I love nature. And I can shift. I've dropped to teaching only two classes a month instead of four, so I can write more. I feel like I'm getting more on purpose. And so the Reiki's helped me with, I just want to hold these flowers.
I don't blame you. Just keep them. I've got my little.
They're so beautiful. Do you have Timothy?
Orchids here. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the things that make life beautiful. And so I think any huge transition that you make, it should be to make your life more in alignment with what you're here to do. What makes you feel good? What it's those beliefs of, which I probably am not the only one that grew up with. Got to work hard. Life's not fair. Life sucks. Then you die. Like, what kind of things did you hear?
Similar. Hard work was definitely drilled into us being from a farm family and,
yeah. And
with dairy cattle to look after. And it was my grandfather's farm, but we were there every weekend and help put in the hay and the horses and all the responsibilities. So yeah, you learn that you have to always work really hard. And it's been a revelation that you don't actually always have to. You can relax a little.
Yeah. Or maybe people, I struggled with a feeling like I didn't deserve it somehow. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know.
Oh, you've got such a beautiful place. And it sounds like you've met people. You went hiking yesterday, you said.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be more of the indigenous. So I've had conversations with the indigenous people in like Louise. And so I'm like, so how do you really feel about all the gringos here? Because there are like 700 X in this area. I said, is it good? Is it bad? Or because like where I lived in Arkansas, here we would call it gentrification. If you have all the gringos move in here, does that drive the prices up so that the locals can't afford like land or, and he said, no, it's good. He said, you're good for the economy.
Okay.
I said, not too many of us, but I'm very conscious of the fact that I was brought here to learn from them, not more so than what I'm going to bring.
Around. I was thinking about that, Karen, and one of the things we notice with animal Reiki, or that I've noticed and my students notice, is that we start off learning animal Reiki to help the animals. And as soon as animal Reiki, the animals turn right around and help us. Like, it's very healing for us. It's very revealing for us. There's so much to it. And so it was interesting because earlier when you were talking about, I want to work with the indigenous people and help the indigenous people. And I thought, and they're going to help you right back. You're probably going to learn so much from
there's
that
a balance
culture.
Mm. There's a prophecy in South America that the eagle and the condor will become one. That the eagle, which represents North America, is the mind, and the condor is the heart. And there's no balance. That, yes, like the mind, the technology, and I can see it unfolding here.
Yeah.
That I have technology here. But I also drive down a dirt road dodging chickens and pigs and cows. And they respect the land. So there's got to be a balance. And I think that's part of why I'm here, is to find that balance and to share that, whatever it is I'm going to learn to share that. But yeah.
I love
that. And I'm glad you brought up animal Reiki because yes, I started like clearing that holy fire was like helping clear, let go, the purification and all of that. But the huge shift started happening after animal Reiki master.
Okay.
Really,
we did that
seriously.
Together last June.
And it's just,
you were in my first class.
Yeah. And it, because the master class especially focuses on expanding your senses.
Yeah.
And listening. Returning you to your divine mm-hmm. human nature, your mm-hmm. authentic human nature. And I think that gave me the connection and the gratitude, because I'm here because of the land, the connection that I feel to this black dirt with eucalyptus trees growing out of it and the wind. And it's so elemental. And that's all animal Reiki. Yes, you do know. It's that connection with the elements, because it's not just animals are connected, they're very connected to nature. And that's what gave me the foundation, the stability, this whole topsy-turvy, oh my God, I'm so scared, what am I doing? I could always activate that tree of life and connect to the earth, and you're fine. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I actually, when we are done talking here, I do want to have a look at our calendars and plan my visit. Pierre and I want to come visit you.
You'll love it. Yeah, the energy is just incredible, and the people here are connected to it. They're connected. They feel it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
even
love that.
the expats. Most of the expats, the gringos I've met. Oh, the 82-year-old woman I said that I was struggling to keep up with on the hike yesterday. Yeah, she said about this little community where I live, because it's like it slopes up toward Mama Cotacachi, and she said it's the energy. And she's not a Reiki practitioner. She said it's the energy here. I said, yes, ma'am, I feel it.
Wow. And so it's just it's a bunch of people who can feel the energy. That's got to be special, Karen. I noticed on the Big Island of Hawaii, like just feeling the lava so close to the surface, I could feel that in the earth. It felt really dynamic and really special. And I had a conversation with Pele, the energy of the lava. And yeah, it must feel really special. And later today, you're going grocery shopping with someone, you said, I think, or
Yeah, we're going to Ibarra, which is
yeah.
the capital of the Imbabura province where I live. And you don't believe who came to visit. Come here.
Is
The
it by
cats.
Sam?
The cats.
The cats are loving it.
Yes,
Is
Sam.
Sam?
And the other one is so calm, especially.
Yeah, because Simba never settled in Arkansas, did he?
No, he was always screaming to get out and running around from place to place. And
And he doesn't do that there.
he looks out the window. Of course, it's only been 3 weeks. And
Yeah.
eventually I'll probably open up the balcony and let them go outside. But Sam says, no, woman, I'm fine right here. He got in the chimney. He got in that fireplace over there, and he came out and he was all sooty. He said, what's up here? Mama got to learn how to make a fire. Woman, it's cold. So it gets into the upper 40s, lower 50s at night here.
Okay, so it is chill.
And low 70s during the day, year round. So I'm on the equator, but I'm at 8,000 feet, so it's cold.
Cooler.
But yeah, I don't know if they just want to snuggle more. It's like, what?
Isn't that great? He looks so settled, though.
Yeah, I know. And I thank you so much for the Reiki.
You're
But
so
he's been,
welcome. Yeah.
yeah. He's, look at this big old place.
I think he loves it. Tell us a little bit more about the place. And it sounds like you're also doing Reiki classes. You're doing them pretty
Yes, I'm
regularly.
teaching animal Reiki this weekend. I may use this laptop instead of being over there. Like I said, at least in the afternoon, the sun moves that way. So I could
Right.
probably shut the curtains. But yeah, I'm teaching animal Reiki online. And then next month, I'm teaching regular. So I'm going to alternate animal Reiki, regular Reiki, animal Reiki, regular Reiki. And I don't know if I'm going to teach in person or not here. People have asked. I don't know. And so I guess so when you're making a transition, you'll first have to pick one foot up and put it on this new continent over here, or what, figuratively speaking. And then you have to, and so I kind of just landed here, and I'm still
Yeah.
here. I am trying to see what's unfolding. I am meeting with the young man from Otavalo who had the pictures of the pyramids Friday before animal Reiki. So
Fantastic.
just want to, I think they don't want it like overrun like Machu Picchu is now, but there's a lot to see. There's a lot of nature. There's a lot of even undiscovered ruins, I think. And there are some not that far from here. There are some excavated pre-Incan ruins
Really, I'm so
that
excited for
I'm
you.
just drawn to the energy, and I don't know the history yet because I'm just going on the ooh. And this has been my thing too. When I was 45, I started traveling with my son, and one of my friends went with me. She goes, what are we doing in Ireland? I was like, we're just going to these circles. I don't know how many stone circles I've been to. I've been to the Karnak stones in France. I've been to Stonehenge. Like you, I got my attunement in the center of Stonehenge. I've been to the Ring of Brognar on the Orkney Islands. I've been to several smaller, they're all over Ireland, Scotland, England. And my friend was like, "What are we doing here?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just need to stand here." And I have always been guided to just go to these inner. I've been to Machu Picchu twice. I've been to Chichen Itza. I've been to Uxmal. I climbed inside a Mayan pyramid at Uxmal. That was back in my 20s, which was a really weird experience. So there's something that there's something about frequencies in different spots on the earth that I'm supposed to go and just, it does something to me. I don't know. And I carry them around and I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with them yet, but there's something to it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I agree with you. I try to get to these spots where I am as well. Just recently getting to Uluru
Oh, I want to go there.
in Australia. It's definitely worth it. It just you realize, wow, it changes you and you're not sure.
Yes, what is it? Is it activating something in inside of our energy field or
I think it is. I think it is. Like I attended a human design presentation by Tracy Sullivan last weekend in Lake George at the Northeast Reiki retreat, and she talked about how we used to be seven chakra beings, but now we're nine chakra beings, but we are evolving to becoming 11 chakra beings. And she commented on how one of the 11 chakras is the ability to communicate with animals. So she goes, and you already do that, Pam. So she was talking about how she feels some people are just a little further ahead in the evolution and pull other people
the others.
along with them. And maybe that's what we're doing. Maybe we're just activating ourselves. I don't know, for whatever reason, or maybe to pull other people along with us. I don't know,
I
but
don't understand. But now
somewhere
this is something.
that you have to be there.
That when some those people who are listening, you don't have to understand completely with your mind, because your mind is actually pretty small. It's just one part of understanding. Sometimes you just know things. And so when you're feeling drawn to make some sort of a change, trust your intuition, trust your knowing, trust your guidance, use Reiki, ask Reiki to help you be clear. Is this right? Sometimes I feel like this way. Oh,
They
okay.
talk about the fact that we have three brain centers, Karen. We have the mind, the heart, and the gut. And that of these, the mind is the least powerful. The heart is more than 5,000 times more powerful than the mind. So I totally agree with you that knowing it exists there in the heart, and then the gut, the instinct, I think they say is even more powerful than both of them.
And so if people who are listening are feeling like, I think I'm ready to make this change, or I feel like I need to move in this direction, you don't have to understand why or why do I need to go here? I don't know. Why are you moving to Ecuador?
Why are you going to
Because
politics?
the man just told me to.
Why are you
Sorry,
going
what are you
into
gonna say?
politics? Because I got a message to do it. And I have no idea what it's going to look like. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do once I get there. But the
You
energy
just do
to
it.
do it. And the energy has never steered me wrong.
And maybe that's what this podcast is about, is just to share our stories of the things that we've moved into, that because it gets easier, I think, the little changes that you make, then you go, okay, maybe I can do this bigger one. And also, if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably are on an evolutionary journey already. And just to And that's what you need to hear other people's stories. Like, what did you do? We really? Okay. Like, she did it. Look at her. She did it. Maybe I could do this. But you, so you, I once read that you become the five people you spend the most time with. And so you, I try to surround myself with people who are on the path that I may not be there yet, but I want to be on that path. I want to have that kind of guidance because I don't feel it yet. But I'm going to hang out with Pam. I'm gonna listen to Pam. I'm gonna listen to these. And you, so that's moving. That's moving in a direction. If you're listening to this podcast, that means you're trying, you're learning, you're listening, you're hungry for something. And I'm always hungry. I'm always trying to learn. So you're listening, and it may just be that you need to hear this story. It may just be your confirmation of, you've been thinking about doing that? Yeah, here's your sign. Here's your sign. Do it.
I think we're spiritual seekers. That's the word that I use. a lot, Karen. I think we're spiritual seekers. We're always seeking. We're trying to learn. We're trying to learn more. To me, that's exciting. I think it would be so boring to just stagnate. You said you want to do this forever. Me too. I want to be teaching when I'm 100. And I just went hiking with William Rand, and who's
bless your heart.
Bless my heart. He's more than a decade. No, that's not right. He's more than 2 decades older than I am. And I could not keep up with him. And
I'll hike with William. I'd be lifting the dust.
He's very kind, and he waits. Like, he gets way ahead and then he'll wait for you.
I've never gone with it. Nope. Can't do that.
And Tracy Sullivan was there, and she would hang back sometimes, even though I know she could have been forward with William. I've gotten a little out of shape lately. It's time to address that. But yeah, I want to be doing this forever. I want to be it.
I'm sorry, but you are doing this, what I just talked about. You're surrounding yourself with people that, like, okay, I'm going to hang out with Tracy and William because they're because I want to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Even though you're like, man, what was I thinking? I'm just going to shit. But you did it.
Up the mountain you did it. For air. Yeah, I did. And
that's the point of this podcast. Like, you move into, go ahead, even if you feel like you're not ready, or if the guidance is telling you go that way, do it.
Yes. You've got this. You and Reiki, you've got this. And one of the questions is, how do you know it's Reiki guidance? You could ask for a sign. One of the things I always like to do is douse. I always like to douse. Wait, is this my ego? Or is this actually Reiki guiding me? And so I'll get out my dowsing rods, or I'll body douse, or I'll take out my pendulum. Which one is this divine guidance? Or is this what I want?
And when I talked about it with people too, I know Jay Jackson, he is going to move here.
Yeah, also. He's building a house.
He's building a house. I'm renting, but yeah. But I know that he reached out to Carolyn Musial.
Yeah.
And a mentor of his, and also another licensed teacher. And he said, hear me out. He said, I want you to hear my plan. He said, you tell me if I'm crazy. And she said, I think you're crazy not to. But
Carolyn is such a grounded.
Yeah, that's a good point. You douse, you use a pendulum. You could ask trusted friends. I spoke before I did this. I talked with my son and my brother really honestly, because I didn't want to put an undue burden of stress on them worrying about me. If I move to another continent, are you going to worry? Are you going to be all right? And my brother, I just talked with him, and he said, no. He said, you're capable. He said, you're going to be fine. He said, everybody loves you wherever you go. It's just because I love everybody. I do. I mean, I came out that way from birth. I love people. And I'm always shocked if somebody's mean to me, if they're having a bad day. If somebody's mean to me, I'm always like, what? Like, how could you be to me? But, and then my son said, no, mom. He said, this is your time. And that's another thing. So this has taken me a long time to get here to do
You've
this.
You've thought about this for a while, Karen, haven't
you?
Yeah, I did. You read an article that.
Oh, I first read about Cotacachi back in the 90s. And I went, it went to. And I think that was guidance, even. Like, why did I find that article?
Yeah.
And it's almost like the hair on the back of my neck. I was like, huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I am more clear off. And a couple of times, like, I was looking at this one community and I heard, you will go to these people one day. I'm like,
through your clear audience, you heard that.
Through my clear audience. And I'll be like, when? And then that's it. One day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Use your other tools to verify that it's indeed Reiki, your spiritual guidance that's, you know, leading you.
Yeah. And then step in. And it's usually not telling you to give everything away and move to a monastery or something like that. In like immediately, it's usually, like you said, these messages started back in the 90s. So 30, possibly as many as 30 years ago, you started.
And then it was just time. So my son, he got a job, he graduated college, he got a job, he's in a good relationship with somebody, and he doesn't need me. He said, this is your time. I remember when I was coming down here in November to look around, he dropped me off at the airport. He said, if we're just slingshotting each other forward. And I said, yeah, because it's always been just the two of us. And I was like helping him launch out into the world. And now he's helping launch me out into the last act of my life. He said, "We're just going to keep slingshotting each other out." Meeps. He calls me Meep Meep. I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "This is your time." I said, "Now, when you have kids," I said, "I'm not saying I may not want to come be closer to them, and you'll want free babysitting." I said, "But honestly, I think I'll probably die here.
Really, you think this is your
I think this is, yeah. But who knows?"
incredible. Yeah, who knows? You may in a couple of years hear, okay, you're
That's
not there.
another thing is that I'm not too trying not to be too attached, like for now, because I'm just listening every day. This, like, I go to Columbia, okay,
All
and
right.
maybe it's for shopping, and maybe it's for something else. Maybe I'm going to meet somebody. Maybe there's going to be a connection, other because what, and I'm trying not to hang out with the expats so much. I'm trying to hang out one so my Spanish will get better and so I can learn Quechua, but I'm trying to hang out with people who are not American or Canadian because those are the people I'm supposed to connect with. So I got to stop using the wrong words in Spanish.
And
Well,
maybe you'll
hopefully
get
I'll grow out of my dad.
eventually you'll get some wood to warm yourself up.
They're
Otherwise,
like,
we'll see you out there gathering firewood and twigs and sticks and such.
yeah. And they're so kind. They just listen to me like,
What
money.
is she asking for? Maturity?
And I'm
Where?
always thinking, I'm still thinking. And my landlady, she speaks, so she's from Brazil, but she also went to school in Algeria. So she speaks French and she speaks English and speaks Spanish. And she said, "You have to stop to translate in your head." She said, "You have to always to think in Spanish." I'm like, "Estoy tratando, I'm trying." But she's a good friend to
Yeah.
tell me, "You
But
think in Spanish.
it does take a while. I found, like, when I was learning
You're
French,
bilingual."
I'm bilingual, and when I learned French, I worked on a dairy farm where they spoke no English, and I was there for 4 months, and it took probably two before I stopped thinking and translating, like thinking in English and translating before it became natural. And now I'm a little out of practice, but it is interesting. When I do go into a French region, just recently we were in Quebec and I was able to flip back into it, even though I had to think for a moment about a few of the words before they would come. That could have been the concussion.
I guess I age break.
I think it was just being out of practice for sure. So, oh, Karen, it sounds like you're doing amazing down there. I can't wait to come and visit you. Listen, what are some things that you want to share with some people before we move into a meditation today?
Just to not be afraid, to ask Reiki to help you move through your fear. You'll not be afraid. You're going to be afraid. Ask Reiki to help you use whatever symbols you've got. And the animal Reiki has been really helpful for the grounding. It's so grounding. And it makes you realize, I am of this earth. And there's nothing really that can hurt you. You're of this earth. There's nothing on this. We're all going to die at some point. That's what we came here to do, live and die in a body. So when you get connected to that, I'm not saying don't be afraid. Move through the fear. Use your Reiki to move through the fear that holds you back from the life that you're supposed to be living. And even if you're stuck at this moment in your life, maybe that being stuck also has a purpose. It's teaching you something. If you can't like make a big, huge transition right at this moment, focus on where you want to go and say, what can where I am right now, what can it teach me? What can I learn here? Ask Reiki to help you with all of those things. And but once you make that shift with the energy toward, I want more, I know I'm not exactly on the right path that I want to be on, I'm ready. A lot of times it's just, no, I'm ready. I am ready. Tell Reiki, I'm ready. Show me. That's what I would leave people with.
Love that. And William Rand talks about how if he had known the destination, like if he had known where he was going, he would have shut it down. But because he didn't know, and Reiki just kept giving him one step after another that was fairly simple to follow, he just kept following step by step and never got overwhelmed and never got to the point where he didn't think he could do it. In a way, if you read that article 30 years ago or almost 30 years ago, Karen, maybe you've been getting one step, one step, one step. And I think back to the condoing and how that was a significant shifting for you in order to be able to move to another continent with just two suitcases and two cats. And cat food.
And cat food. And cat litter. Yeah, I also brought that.
Oh my goodness sakes. Yeah, I suppose you would have to.
I knew I was going to land and needed to set up a cat box quickly. What's in that bag? Yeah, cat litter. And crystals.
Yeah, and crystals. Remember when I went to Stonehenge with William Rand, I took a suitcase. I tend to pack only carry-on. And in my carry-on, I had a suitcase full of books and crystals and three changes of clothes and and underwear. That was it. But it was mostly crystals. So I feel you. That you have to.
Have what you gotta have.
I wanted the crystals to be there and to absorb the energy. And a lot of them I gave away, and then a few of them I still have. Karen, hey, do you want to lead our meditation today, or do you want me to?
Would you mind?
I don't mind at all.
I love, as your review said, you have the most beautiful soothing voice. And I think I have eucalyptus throat right now. Excuse
me. No worries. Thank you so much for sharing your big transitions. Mine in the political life are just evolving. I'm actually going to be meeting and planning campaign strategy and so on in the next week or two. And I'm still not officially the candidate for this region. And I've said all along, and I continue to say, if somebody else steps forward, I will support them wholeheartedly. This is not something that I'm attached to, but it's just a direction that I'm guided in. But anyway, it's all good, isn't it? And I haven't even told you about this, Karen, another transition came in. My husband and I have gotten together with my son, and we've actually just purchased a second home on Campobello.
No, you didn't tell me.
And it's four houses down from our house. And the idea is to get it together as an Airbnb and it also faces the water. It's an older home. It needs a lot of work and attention, which we'll be doing this summer. And eventually, perhaps even by the fall classes, we hope to have it available as an Airbnb so that when people come to my classes or if people just want to experience Campobello. So that's the direction we're going as my husband transitions towards retirement, and my son, it's a business venture he has wanted to do. So anyway, it's
exciting.
It is exciting. We close on that house in the end of May or begin early June. And we actually have a 1 week of holidays. So we'll go in and start doing our thing and trying to make it beautiful again. It needs a little attention.
But you'll make it beautiful, just like the other house.
I think we will. Virtually. Yes, virtually. I think we will. I'm going to invite everyone here to just close your eyes and bring your hands together. And I just want to ask everyone to send a little bit of love to Karen right now, and thanks, appreciation, Karen, for the fact that you are such an inspiration to all of us in the way that you are following your Reiki guidance in such a big way. And we know that you must feel vulnerable and even alone at times, but please know that our hearts are enveloping you with love, and just, we're so very excited for you. Can't wait to hear about all that you learn. And just activate your Reiki energy, and let's just reach out with our heart light right now and connect to each other, everyone listening in the circle. And even if you're listening at a different time, it will still bring us together, our distance symbol. will allow us to connect as one. And as we connect, just feeling our sense of adventure for our next big transition, just feeling that ignite. And then place your hands over your heart and breathe. Breathing in the light of Reiki that surrounds you. The brothers and sisters of the light, the angels, the enlightened beings, the divine animal kingdom, they're standing at the corners of the land around each one of us and on every side, shining their light and encouragement into the air that we breathe. Beautiful beings of the light supporting our journey. We appreciate your assistance and we invite your assistance even and especially when we forget to ask for it. We are so grateful to be of this lineage of light bringers who are creating wellness on the earth today. And I invite you to imagine for a moment that you're with Karen in Ecuador. And she meets you on the steps of her beautiful apartment. And walks you through, shows you around, and then we all head back outside and we are going for a hike in the Andes. Connecting with the condor, the heart, our hearts. Feeling the connection of our mind and our heart, our courage. Passing the expatriates, waving hello. Passing the beautiful indigenous people and Karen on our behalf. Says hello in their language. And we step over into that stone circle. We hold hands and make a circle within that circle. And we just connect with the ancientness of the stones that connects you to the ancientness of your soul. Maybe your soul has lived a lifetime among these stones. Maybe you even helped create that beautiful stone circle. It connects you with your ancestors and appreciation for your ancestors, because even though we may have inherited some of the injuries or the burdens that our ancestors have carried, we also inherited their gifts and talents and abilities and their wish for us that we have more than they did, that our lives be easier than theirs, has been fulfilled. Each one of us is living in an age of spiritual and religious freedom. An age where technology often conducts the mundane tasks that used to have to be conducted by each person personally. An age where there is an adequate food supply for all, even though occasionally the transportation systems or the systems of getting it breaks down. We live in a beautiful age. And so now, connected with the ancientness of our soul, with each other, Karen leads us out of the stone circle and over to the ancient pyramids, many of them still covered with grass, as nature has once again made them her own. And we sit around the base of one of these grass-covered pyramids, and we know that they are there for a purpose, although we're not certain what it is. Maybe they guide the neutrinos that are constantly surrounding us and interacting with our energies. Whatever purpose, we know that they were placed there for the benefit of humanity by the ancient ones, our ancestors. I invite you to lean back now against the grass-covered surface of the spirit, at one with this ancient technology, this gift that was left behind for humanity, and at one with nature. And most importantly, at one with yourself, your authentic self. And from this place where your divine nature and your human nature come together, where nature and technology exist together, a beautiful light pierces the clouds and shines directly upon you, and it's a soft light. It feels very warm and comfortable and inviting and healthy and nurturing. And it surrounds you with the warm hug of Reiki, wrapping you in guidance, purification, all of the wonderful qualities of Reiki, nurturing and healing you as you step forward onto your path. If it feels right to you, I invite you to let the energy know that you're ready. Just say, I am ready. Please guide me and heal me so that I may be of greater service to myself and to others. And feel the resonance between your head and your heart. Feel them moving into alignment, and you may even feel some alignment beginning with your gut, your instinct, that third brain as well. And you say once more, please guide me and heal me so that I may be of greater service to myself and to others. And you simply ask the energy to help point you in a direction and show you the next few steps. And we'll remain here for a while. Just noticing and acknowledging that Reiki has also lifted some of your limiting beliefs, some of the attachments, the fear, the anxiety, the energy that would hold you back from living a life with more purpose, more on your divine path. Take a moment to say thank you to you for being so brave, for answering the call, and for the beautiful light that you spread on the earth today. As we raise our vibration, the vibration of the planet lifts, and you are so very appreciated. Thank you so much for joining us today and for being the bright light that you are in the world. Ahomatok Weoasen. Namaste. Amen. Amin. Ashe. Shalom. And so it is.
Karen, that was beautiful, Pam. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for being here today, and just a great big thank you to the listeners. We appreciate you. Namaste.
Namaste.